The 1998 embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania were no surprise for some in the military and the State Department. More than a decade before, a comprehensive 1985 government report found U.S. embassies around the world were vulnerable to attack, and that there was little funding for security upgrades. A report after the bombings was highly critical, finding many of the same problems uncovered in the earlier study. Jay Koop co-authored that 1999 report. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How vulnerable are U.S. embassies around the world?
Well, one of the distressing findings of the Accountability Review Board that looked into the bombings in Africa, in East Africa, was that 86% of our embassies around the world did not even meet our own State Department standards for security, particularly problems with perimeter security, with the setback of the embassies from main roads. For instance, the embassy in Nairobi was directly on one of the busiest streets in that city, and as a result, the truck bomb that attacked it could easily get up to it, and we saw the 224 deaths as a result.
Which embassies face the greatest danger?
Well, embassies that do not have sufficient setback from main streets are certainly at risk. And our report suggested that there be at least a 100-foot setback from main roads for our embassies abroad.
So should they get new buildings? You obviously can't set the buildings back from where they are now.
Well, that's right. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. But there are a lot of other things that can be done, one of which is the strengthening of the windows. We found that the majority of the deaths and the injuries in the embassy bombing, for instance, in Nairobi, were caused by flying glass. And we recommended that laminated glass be installed in our embassies to protect the people inside.
Is the State Department doing enough to implement these changes?
Well, the State Department certainly had not been doing enough. We didn't feel up until the bombings in Africa. Of course, the Inman report looked into the bombing of the 1984 bombing of the embassy in Beirut. And Admiral Bobby Ray Inman's report called for many of the same changes that we called for. But here, 14 years later, the embassy bombings in Africa indicated that those steps had not been taken.
Why, after the 1985 report, were the recommendations not implemented?
Well, it was interesting. There was sort of a spike of interest in it. Funding went up for 1 year, I think. But the situation that we don't want to be in is that the only time that we look at embassy security is when one of our embassies is bombed and when our people lose their lives.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Jay Koop is co-author of the report on U.S. embassy security that was issued following the 1998 bombing of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania.